This is advertiser news for Wednesday the 13th of February. I'm Colin Patterson. A man pulled a gun on a barman after he was refused a drink. The incident happened just before 11 p.m. at the Shark's Mouth pub in Cote Bridge on Saturday night. Police have issued a description of a man they are looking for in connection with the matter. He is white, thought to be 35 to 39 years old, and described as having a ball-shaped face with bruising to his left eye. Cote Bridge MP Tom Clark has defended his decision to vote no on the UK government's same-sex marriage bill. The bill for England and Wales was passed by 400 votes to 175, with Airdrie MP Pamela Nash one of those who supported it. Mr Clark says he realises that this was a controversial issue, but says he voted with his conscience. Hundreds of jobs could be created at the BioCity site in Chapel Hall. The Bunnes Road plant and its partners from Dundee University beat off international bidders to win a £100 million contract. Scientists will examine hundreds of thousands of chemical compounds in a bid to discover and create new medicines. A schoolboy is fighting to save his former primary school from demolition. Josh Burns has launched a petition aimed at persuading North Lanarkshire Council to turn the old Alexandra Primary building in Airdrie into an education museum. The 12-year-old has already gathered more than 500 signatures, and councillors on the Learning and Leisure Committee will consider the petition at a future meeting. Pupils from Alexandra Primary relocated in March to a new joint campus with Roxolock Primary. Council leader Jim McCabe has branded the bedroom tax the single worst piece of legislation he has ever seen. As part of the UK government's welfare reform bill, housing benefit for working-age residents will be reduced if they are considered to have spare rooms. Thousands of residents in North Lanarkshire look set to be affected by the under-occupancy charges, which come into force in April. Mr McCabe believes Westminster is waging war on the most vulnerable in society and says people should complain to their MPs. Finally, 14-year-old footballer Jordan Allen has become one of the youngest players to feature in an official match in Scotland. The Airdrie United striker made his debut for the reserves after scoring 58 goals in 24 games at under-15 level. Allen came on as a substitute and set up a goal in the Diamonds' 5-1 Reserve League victory over Ayr United at New Broomfield. The third-year pupil from Blantyre's Calderside Academy was delighted to get the chance to play and says his ambition is to become a professional footballer. That's all for this edition of Advertiser News. You can read more about these and other stories in this week's Advertiser, which is on sale now. I'm Colin Patterson, and until next time, thanks for listening.